Guys, can we take a look at this one, which we mentioned at the beginning, which really made me laugh? Warren said, what would happen if I took my fish in its bowl into orbit aboard the International Space Station? Now, assuming that the fish does actually survive the journey up there and it doesn't get upset and all that kind of thing and the water coming out, what would be the implications in terms of physics for a fish suspended in microgravity in its bowl in water? What do we think?
I think you'd have some problems keeping the water in the bowl. Obviously, it would start to slosh about. But once your fish started trying to swim along, of course, fish swim by pushing water backwards, which propels them forwards by the conservation of momentum. And that means that the water will be pushed out of the bowl and the fish will be swimming along in the air. Now, I'm not sure whether a fish could swim in the air in the space station.
I don't think it would move enough air, would it? I don't think it would move enough air.
Someone has built a model fish made out of a giant helium balloon, which is, looks like a giant fish, and it will swim through the air. So a fish, I think, would swim through the air very slowly. It would, of course, be running out of oxygen very quickly if it did that.
I think the water would fragment, wouldn't it? Because the water and the bowl and the fish are all in free fall in orbit around the Earth. So there's no net force actually applying the water against the bowl, so the bowl pushes back on the water and holds it in. So if the fish sort of disturbs the water enough, all those resonances are going to build up and the water is going to splash out of the bowl, probably in lots of little particles that are then going to blob around in the air in the spacecraft. And that means the fish could end up quite literally out of water, so to speak.
Although surface tension is quite strong, and if it's a small fish, and for the surface tension will hold the water in the bowl for quite a long time, I'd have thought, unless you really slosh it about. And if it was a small fish, probably actually surface tension would hold it in the water.
Terrific. Thank you, Dave.